the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. The council told protesters outside the council on Monday that with regards to the issue of fast tracking these grants for emergency accommodation, they were awaiting the green light from the department. Couldn't make it up. On the very same day, due to questioning by both Sinn Féin and also Deputy Pringle in the Dáil and in the Oireachtas Housing Committee, we got contradictory information. Dara O'Brien very clearly said that the department is actually waiting on information from the council with regards to the scale of this problem of uninhabitable homes to be able to fast track grants. So, you know, it's just unacceptable at this point to have, you know, a breakdown in communication when you have people in very dangerous situations. This is the other point I wanted to make. The fact that the council held a meeting with scheme engineers, so this is after the protest earlier this week, where the council confirmed that it will now accept Pyrotite. This is on the back of the department's announcement 4 weeks ago. Why did it take 4 weeks? The more worrying thing, at that meeting, the engineers, I understand, were told that the council will accept pyrotite as long as there can be a proven link between pyrotite and sulfate attack on the concrete aggregate. This is effectively the council going back to those homeowners who've already spent thousands on their tests. You have to redo those tests. And this is the kicker, that even if you manage to find those extra thousands and redo your tests, good luck finding a lab that has the technical capacity to do those tests.